The Republican establishment's attempt to derail the Donald Trump Express has now moved from backrooms to national television. This morning, former presidential candidate Mitt Romney delivered a blistering speech carried by CNN from the University of Utah.
Here's what I know. Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University. He's playing the members of the American public for suckers. He gets a free ride to the White House, and all we get is a lousy hat.
Any minute now, Donald Trump is expected to respond at a rally in Maine. Let's bring in Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Ron, pick your adjective.
Robin, this is unprecedented, let's put it that way, for the last Republican nominee from just 4 years ago to come out in such personal terms, such understandable terms. This was not political talk. This was people talk. He was saying he's a phony, he's a fraud. He was using the kind of language that people usually don't use in the public sphere about other political figures, especially people who have endorsed their own political career in the past, as Donald Trump did in 2012 for Mitt Romney.
And he was tweeting that out this morning. You know, why did he ask for my help? And as we said, we're waiting to hear from him now. Well, let's hear more from Mitt Romney on Trump.
His domestic policies would lead to recession. His foreign policies would make America and the world less safe. He has neither the temperament nor the judgment to be president. And his personal qualities would mean that America would cease to be a shining city on a hill.
Look, 2008 GOP nominee John McCain also sent out a statement today saying he shared these concerns about Trump, asking voters to listen to Republican leaders and analysts about Trump's statements on the economy. What's going on here? Is this an orchestrated assault?
There is an element of orchestration here. You see people in the Senate taking sides. You see people saying either they're for Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz, but usually Marco Rubio, but then saying, I'll support the nominee of the party, whomever that may be. We do have one senator, Ben Sasse from Nebraska, first-term senator, former university president, who has said he cannot vote for Donald Trump even in November. And there will probably be others, certainly at other levels of the party establishment, who say, I can't vote for Donald Trump in November either. That means Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders would be the next president of the United States. And that is what you call a serious chasm-like divide in a political party.
Well, Mitt Romney even said, vote for Marco Rubio in his state, Florida, or John Kasich in Ohio, or Ted Cruz in Texas. In other words, vote for the other nominees in the states where they could potentially win and get more delegates. I mean, you really, truly haven't heard anything like this. But what's the danger of this, Ron Elving? Mitt Romney has his own history. I mean, he charges Donald Trump on his personal qualities, bullying, greed, showing off, misogyny, absurd third-grade theatrics, he says. A lot of people were critical of Romney when he ran, saying that he also rolled a little in the mud, went a little more to the right than the moderate, as a moderate he would have to try to win. I mean, what's the danger here?
The danger for Mitt Romney is that Donald Trump is probably more popular among Republicans and Republican-leaning independents than Mitt Romney is. There was not a great groundswell trying to support a candidacy for Mitt Romney in 2016. Now, some people think he's hoping that an open convention would turn to him or to some other senior in the figure in the party when they get to Cleveland if they can't nominate Donald Trump on the first or second ballot. Right now, though, when you look at it, the one hope that they have is an open convention, that is to say, those who are trying to stop Donald Trump. They don't really have another horse they can all get behind as the alternative to Donald Trump. So as a result, their strategy at this point is to blow up the convention and see where the pieces fall and see if they can either get behind a Marco Rubio at that point, get behind a Ted Cruz at that point, or draft somebody else. Maybe Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, his name has been mentioned. Also, there's the possibility of a Mitt Romney, someone who has united the party in the past. Maybe they would nominate their same ticket from 2012, Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan.
Well, you know, there are also reports that there's an anti-Trump movement trying to sort of pack delegates into kind of a Trojan horse for the convention, having these regular delegates who pledge that they'll vote for the people that their precinct votes for and cast that vote at the convention, now being called Sinos, supporters in name only, and that they might switch at the last second. We'll talk at another time about how possible that is. But, Ron, just in the 15 seconds we have, what a day.
What a day. What a day indeed. The Republican Party has not seen this kind of disunity in over half a century at least.
Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.